Every day is special. But today is Rosh Chodesh. Today is the beginning of the first day of the new month of Tammuz. And Rosh Chodesh is even more special. Rosh Chodesh is even more unique, more holy. For Rosh Chodesh again tells us that there's a new month ahead of us. A new month filled with promise, with potential, with the ability for self-actualization. The new month need not be a continuation of the previous month. If last month was great for you, fantastic, keep it going. But maybe last month wasn't so wonderful. Maybe last month was filled with disappointment or unactualized dreams or aspirations. Well, just because that happened last month doesn't mean that the same story has to repeat itself this month. And so Rosh Chodesh takes on almost like a Yom Tov, a celebratory holiday-like identity. Because today I recognize that there's a whole new month, a whole new unit of time in front of me, and it is up to me to decide what I want to do with it. But the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh makes a fascinating observation. He says that in Musaf this morning, we recited the phrase, Roshei Chadoshim Li'amcha Nasata, which literally means, the beginnings of new months you have given to us. We recite this in the plural. The beginnings of new months you have given to us. And ask the Baal Shem Tov, why does it say it in the plural? It should just say, Rosh Chodesh Li'amcha Nasata. You've given us the beginning of the new month. That's it, beginning of the month. Why beginnings of new month? And here the Baal Shem Tov says something amazing. He says, people think that Rosh Chodesh only occurs once a month. They think that Rosh Chodesh is a calendrical reality. It begins on the first day of the month. But says Baal Shem Tov, it's not true. Rosh Chodesh is whenever you want it. What does this mean? Says the Baal Shem Tov. What's the power of Rosh Chodesh? It's as we said before. Rosh Chodesh offers us the ability and opportunity to start again. To start new, to start fresh. That's the excitement of Rosh Chodesh. That just because last month may have been filled, maybe with some failures, some unactualized dreams and aspirations, that doesn't mean that this has to be this month. There's a new month in front of me. There's a new unit of time in front of me. I could do with it whatever I choose. And the new month need not be a carbon copy of last month. The new month could be something beautiful, vital, magnificent, and filled with accomplishment. But says the Baal Shem Tov, the ability to start over, the ability to start again, which is the power of Rosh Chodesh, is not a calendrical reality that only occurs once every 30 or 31 days. The ability to start over is given to us each and every day. When you wake up in the morning and you decide that you want today to be different than yesterday, you have the koach, you have the power to make that happen. When it comes around to the middle of the afternoon and you decide you want the afternoon to be different than the morning, you have the power to do that. When you wake up at some advanced age in life and you decide that you want the life ahead of you to be different than the life that is behind you, you have the ability to make that decision, says the Baal Shem Tov. That's the meaning of the phrase, Roshei Chadoshim Li'amcha Nasata. It's in the plural. The beginnings of new months, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you've given us. Because there's a calendrical Rosh Chodesh that occurs at the end of one month or the beginning of the new month. And then there's a life Rosh Chodesh. When does life Rosh Chodesh, when does life new beginning come about? When does it take effect? When do we celebrate it? And the answer is, whenever you want. Whenever you want to start new. Whenever you want to start fresh. Whenever you want to make a break with what was and start something magnificent for yourself going forward, you have the ability to do so. The greatest gift that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given us is Rosh Chodesh. And not just a Rosh Chodesh that occurs once a month, but Roshei Chadoshim Li'amcha Nasata. You could have as many Rosh Chodeshes as you want. You could have as many Roshei Chadoshim as you want. You could start over as many times as you need to get it right. So today we celebrate the beginning of the month of Tammuz, but today we also celebrate the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us an unlimited number of Roshei Chadoshim, new beginnings. May we zoche mi'artz Hashem to maximize this month to its fullest. May we zoche mi'artz Hashem to make this a month of incredible accomplishment and achievement. And may we also realize that although we celebrate calendrical Rosh Chodesh today, we have the ability to start over and to begin our personal Rosh Chodesh whenever we deem it necessary. Wishing everyone a guten Chodesh and a wonderful day.